poets to come. Orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for. But you, a new brew. Native. Athletic. Continental. Greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance a moment, only to wheel and hurry back. In the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along, without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face. Leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you. Stranger, if you passing meet me and desire to speak to me, why should you not speak to me? And why should I not speak to you? Poets to come. Orators, singers, musicians to come. Why should you not speak to me?
I will teach you, my townspeople, how to perform a funeral. For you have it over a troupe of artists, unless one should scour the world. You have the ground sense necessary. See, the hearse leads. I begin with a design for a hearse. For Christ's sake, not black, nor white either, and not polished. Let it be weathered like a farm wagon with gilt wheels. This could be applied fresh at small expense, or no wheels at all. A rough dray to drag him over the ground. Knock the glass out. My God, glass, my townspeople? For what purpose? Is it for the dead to look out for us to see how well he is housed, or to see the flowers or the lack of them, or what? To keep the rain and snow from him? He will have a heavier rain soon, pebbles and dirt and whatnot. Let there be no glass and no upholstery. Phew. And no little brass rollers and small easy wheels on the bottom. My townspeople, what are you thinking of? A plain hearse then, with gilt wheels and no top at all. On this, the coffin lies by its own weight. No wreaths either. Especially no hothouse flowers. Some common memento is better, something he prized and is known by, his old clothes, a few books perhaps, God knows what. You realize how we are about these things, my townspeople. Something will be found, anything, even flowers, if it had to come to that. So much for the hearse. For heaven's sakes, though, see to the driver. Take off that silk hat. In fact, that's no place at all for him up there unceremoniously dragging our friend out to his own dignity. Bring him down, bring him down. Low and inconspicuous. I'd not have him ride on the wagon at all, damn him, the undertaker's understrapper. Let him hold the reins and walk at the side, and inconspicuously, too. Then briefly as to yourselves, walk behind, as they do in France, seventh class. Or if you ride, hell take curtains, go with some show of inconvenience. Sit openly to the weather as to grief. Or do you think you can shut grief in? What, from us? We who have perhaps nothing to lose? Share with us. Share with us. It will be money in your pockets. Go now. I think you are ready.
In my craft or sullen art, exercised in the still night, when only the moon rages and the lovers lie abed with all their griefs in their arms, I labor by singing light, not for ambition or bread, or the strut and trade of charms on the ivory stages, but for the common wages of their most secret heart. Not for the proud man apart from the raging moon I write on these spindrift pages, nor for the towering dead with their nightingales and songs. But for the lovers, their arms round the griefs of the ages, who pay no praise or wages, nor heed my craft or art.
A million drums beat endlessly. A million dancers drunk with poison of the drums weave endlessly. Chant an old mnemonic rune, gone dim beyond remembering of men. A dozen hands outstretch, here take and drink, drug the pain with this, the poppy, marijuana, flay the flesh with passion. Make a mimic madness. See how edge of fear is blurred, a down, an undergoing, sink into the dim, half underworld, the dream of death in life. And now, walk tall upon the earth, now dance in haze of music. Music over her. And all the while, in Amazon, the blue and orange, toucan preens, the boa glides, the poison arrows fly. Tibetan wizards sway from side to side. Yamantaka, they cry, and raise the Yama with their wizard eye. The geisha dances, fingers whiten on a secret hand. A knife is passed. He does not see or hear, flower fingers mincing on his samisen. And naked bodies on the naked earth, enkindling passion with the half unseen, draw on the night across their limbs like black chiffon. While undersea the fronds of ageless vegetation wave, gigantic without sound. Or have we lost that ancient cunning, you and I? Night-blooming simples rooted deep beneath some moon-bedeviled stone. Dark knowledge that we once have known. I said, the drums shall beat, the dancers shall dance. Time without end. For the witchmen of the tribe have perished, who could break the magic spell of the drums, and no man knows the final strophe of the rune. Thank you.
When I was a windy boy and a bit, and the black spit of the chapel fold, sighed the old ramrod, dying of women. I tiptoed shy in the gooseberry wood, the rude owl cried like a telltale tit. I skipped in a blush as the big girls rolled, ninepin down on the donkey's common. And on seesaw Sunday nights I wooed whoever I would with my wicked eyes. The whole of the moon I could love and leave, all the green-leaved little weddings wise in the cold black bush, and let them grieve. When I was a gusty man and a half, and the black beast of the Beatles pews, sighed the old ramrod, dying of bitches. Not a boy and a bit in the wick-dipping moon, and drunk as a new-dropped calf, I whistled all night in the twisted flues. Midwives grew in the midnight ditches, and the sizzling beds of the town cried, quick! Whenever I dove in a breast-high show, wherever I ramped in the clover quilts, whatsoever I did in the cold black night, I left my quivering prints. When I was a man you could call a man, and the black cross of the holy house, sighed the old ramrod, dying of welcome. Brandy and ripe in my bright face prime, no springtail Tom in the red-hot town, with every simmering woman his mouse, but a hillocky bull in the swelter of summer, come in his great good time to the sultry biding herds. I said, oh, time enough when the blood creeps cold, and I lie down but to sleep in bed for my sulking, skulking, cold black soul. When I was a half of the man I was, and served me right as the preachers warn, sighed the old ramrod, dying of downfall. No flailing calf or cat in a flame, or a hickory bull in milky grass, but a black sheep with a crumpled horn. At last the soul from its foul mouse hole slunk pouting out when the limp time came. And I gave my soul a blind slashed eye, gristle and rind and Aurora's life, and I shoved it into the cold black sky to find a woman's soul for a wife. Now I am a man no more, no more, and a black reward for a roaring life, sighed the old ramrod, dying of strangers. Tidy and cursed in my dog-cooled room, I lie down thin and hear the good bells jaw. For oh, my soul found a Sunday wife in the cold black sky, and she bore angels. Chastity prays for me, piety sings, innocence sweetens my last black breath, modesty hides my thighs in her wings, and all the deadly virtues plague my death.